Habe weit zum Schulchan Aruch, wo uri bechol Yerei Shamayim, so je heng Meitzer ve Doeg, al Churban Beis HaMikdash. Habe describes a double reaction in Churban, Meitzer ve Doeg. Meitzer means to be pained, deeply pained. What about the Churban pains us? It pains us on many levels. Maybe a mashal to introduce the first level. Imagine a wonderful person, very wise, very learned, very kind, sensitive, generous, benevolent. And by Yehi Hayom, some disreputable characters take it upon themselves to malign him, to engage in character assassination, and to drive him out of town. He's so exceedingly humble that he's totally impervious. It doesn't hurt him personally, it doesn't affect him personally. And yet, his son, even though he's fully aware that the father is not personally hurt, is not personally affected, is devastated by the travesty, by the injustice, by the ugliness of what has happened. The contrast between who his father is and how his reputation has been tarnished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by what we do. He's not hurt by what we do. He's above that. Nevertheless, we, his children, should be very, very deeply pained by the Chilul Hashem, which is represented by Churban HaMikdash, which forces the Shechina into hiding. We're also pained about what Churban has entailed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. We, Va'am HaNivchar, have suffered terribly in the course of Churban. We're also deeply, deeply pained about the effect that Churban has on our understanding of Torah, our clarity in Torah. Sanhedrin's place was in one of the chambers in Mikdash. And with Churban HaBayis, our grasp, our understanding of Torah has been very significantly negatively impacted. And we're very deeply pained for that as well. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's not enough to be Meitzer. A person should be doeg as well. A person should worry as well. We're pained about the past. We worry about the future. Again, just to introduce it with a mashal, unfortunately, it's a mashal that resonates all too painfully contemporaneously. But imagine, it doesn't take any imagination, a person is maimed, loses a limb, loses many limbs. Our reaction to that is twofold. We're deeply, deeply pained by the loss, but we're also very concerned and very worried about the future. How is he going to cope? emotionally, psychologically, physically. We're pained, deeply pained, or should be deeply pained by Churban. But we should also be deeply, deeply concerned and worried about the implications in the future, about the reverberations in the future of ongoing Churban. We worry about further Chilul Hashem, Rachman Litzlan. Chazal famously comment on the pasuk of Avro Kol Amei Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'Yoro Mimeka, when the nations of the world will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies himself with you, that his name is associated with you, even inscribed, so then they're afraid of us. Chazal say it refers to Tefillin Shavuot Rosh, but it certainly refers to the Mikdash as well. Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha B'chol HaMokam Asher Azker HaShemi Ovor Elecha Ve'erachticha, Shem Hashem is certainly associated with Mikdash. When Mikdash is, when the Mikdash stands and we're worthy of it, so V'yaru Mimeka. A person should be doeg, deeply doeg, about the vulnerability that exists in the present and Rachman Litzlan in the future because of Churban. And we also worry about further loss of clarity in Torah. But we're supposed to be Meitzer V'Doeg not only about the Churban, but about the causes of Churban. We should be deeply pained about the how the past causes of Churban existed, and Rachman Litzlan, how those divisive, insidious causes continue to exist and continue to reverberate. Although the Mechaber only uses two verbs of Meitzer V'Doeg, implicit is a third. In Yahadus, Da'aga is not an idle emotion. One doesn't just worry. Da'aga is intended to arouse and stir a person to action. Da'aga is supposed to be lead to his orus. Da'aga is supposed to lead to tshuva. And if we'll make explicit what's implicit in the Mechaber's formulation, is Roy L'chol Yirei Shemayim She'yehe Meitzer V'Doeg U'Misorer L'Tshuva Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. A Yirei Shemayim, of whom the Mechaber speaks in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, sustains this awareness and this mindset 7/24/365 constantly. Kinos are intended for the rest of us, at least for a few hours, should be Meitzer V'Doeg U'Misorer L'Tshuva. The first kina is, it's hard to get a handle on it. It's a type of collage of themes and scenes. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir seems to jump from one scene to the next. He even jumps from references to Churban Bayis Rishon, for instance, in the line of Al Pnei Pras Nuktzu Hasidaha, to Churban Bayis Sheni Tzarku Ami Bnei Ben Dinai. Perhaps this is intended to convey a sense of being utterly broken. One's world is fractured, and this is intentionally reflected in the kina being fragmented. Maybe just to mention two of the themes which Rav Elazar Kalir, taking his cue from Megillas Eicha, highlights at the very beginning of the Kina, Schiu Ma'os Hasimuni. Our enemies have made us into filth and refuse. The anti-Semitic trope, the caricatures of the dirty Jew, has been a constant in our history. Sofkut Kachaf, the derision, the mockery, has continued throughout the millennia. Towards the end of the Kina, Rav Elazar HaKalir, turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei v'nachidei migoy amru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see, take into account that their charter is to, reading from the translation, obliterate them from nationhood. You know, paradoxically, sometimes the biggest, most vile Sonei Yisrael have displayed a correct understanding, partially, of Yahadus. The mission and destiny of Yahadus is not only to cultivate many Yechidim who are devoted to Avodas Hashem, but to forge a nation which is consecrated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us the Torah, the charter is Va'atam Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. For Devar Hashem, for Derech Hashem, to find a permanent home in this world, it's not enough to have Yechidim who are devoted to it. There has to be a nation devoted to it. The Rambam describes in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah how as Yaakov Avinu's family grew and others joined them, Nasez va'olam umma shehi yodas es Hashem. What crystallized was a nation that recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our sworn enemies understand it, which is why the desire has always been v'chuv nachidei migoy, to destroy Jewish nationhood. The fact that we know that that can never succeed should not invite any complacency. It can fail instantaneously and spectacularly without our paying a price in blood, in suffering, in parents who are shchulim, in wives who are almanos, in small children who are yesomim, or it can fail only in the long run when we pay all those prices. So the fact that we know that the l'chuv v'nachidei migoy ultimately fails doesn't prevent it from sending a shiver up our spine and from pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those designs should be foiled immediately and that we should be deserving of them. Focuses on the Hasara Havgei Lucha, that the 10 outstanding Chachmei Yisrael from the era of the Tanoim who were killed cruelly, barbarically, by the Roman Empire, when one learns, when one says the Kina, one has the impression that they were contemporaries and that the Kina is narrating a particularly tragic episode or period in Jewish history. As all the commentaries point out, that's not the case. The Paitan is here weaving together and juxtaposing things that happened in different periods. Some happened right after Chorban HaBayis, and most of them didn't happen until after the suppression of the Bar Kokhba revolt. But the Paitan is not simply taking poetic license in weaving these together. Instead, what the Paitan is communicating is that there's an ahistorical, transcendent quality to Jewish history. A defining, recurring pattern of Jewish history is that our consecration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and continues to this very day to require a readiness to die on Kiddush Hashem. The apparent catalysts of vicious anti-Semitism vary from one historical epoch to another. The cast of anti-Semites changes, and yet the murderous anti-Semitism remains a constant. The Paitan puts together these individuals who died at different times on Kiddush Hashem because in a certain sense their destiny transcends the historical era in which they lived. There's a second complementary message more subtly expressed in the lines of the Kina. The Kina describes, for instance, how Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion makil kehilas b'tzion shara. Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion gathered public assemblies to teach Torah defying the Roman government. Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion wasn't naive. He understood full well the consequences of defying the Roman edict. But he also understood full well that even though in the darkest of times in our history, the cost of being the Am HaNivchar appears, and on one level is very great, and yet in truth, the privilege of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am HaNivchar dwarfs any price. The eternal destiny of Kirvas Elokim in Olam Haba contextualizes and provides perspective on all the suffering and adversity in Olam Haba. The refrain in this Kina, the Eicha Nochem, the Churban, the human toll, is depicted as just being so overwhelming that it's impossible to find consolation. Rambam paskins the halacha based on a Gemara in Moed Katan that al yischash odav al meso yesemidai. Person is not allowed to grieve excessively. A person has to gradually acclimate to the new reality. At first glance, the refrain of this kina stands in opposition to that halacha. But But the halacha more fully, as the Rambam explains it, Al yiskasha adam amesu yesim yidai, shezehu min hagosh shel olam. It's the way of the world. V'hametzar atzva al minhag ha'olam hariza tipesh. A person who tortures himself over the way of the world is a fool. Ever since Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, death is a natural occurrence. It's minhago shel olam. And as such, we're supposed to come to terms with it. Slowly, gradually, but ultimately acclimate ourselves. But churban is a complete aberration. Churban is not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design. It's not minhag shel olam. It's a total and complete aberration, and for that reason, eicha nochem. But because it's an aberration, so we know that ultimately it will be reversed. And that is the concluding note of the kina, v'ozen nochem. The kina describes, based on the Gemara in Gittin, how Nebuzaradon, Nebuchadnezzar's general, comes, identifies the blood of Zechariah Hanavi, and hypocritically, sanctimoniously, says that he's going to exact atonement for the murder of Zechariah, and proceeds to slaughter tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. As we had in previously in Kiddush Yud-Zayin, Nebuzaradan wasn't wrong about our being liable and held accountable for the murder of Zechariah. And yet the murder of Zechariah had happened, as the commentaries point out, over 200 years earlier. No one at the time was complicit. No one at the time was alive when Zechariah had been murdered. So why is punishment being exacted from those living centuries later for an awful crime that had been committed so much earlier? Obviously, this question is just a microcosm of a greater question. A similar question arises in Parshas Bechukosai, where the Torah speaks of Hisvadu asavonum vesavon avosam, that we'll confess not only our sins, but the sins of our fathers, the sins of our ancestors. What reason do we have, what sense is there in confessing not only our own sins, but those of previous generations? In order to understand, we have to review a very profound concept which is absolutely integral to our identity as Jews. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, Rav Soloveitchik explains, is not just the sum of all individual Jews alive at any given point. Klal Yisrael has its own identity. The English phrase that the Rav used is a metaphysical entity with its own neshama. Klal Yisrael exists eternally. The Klal Yisrael today is not the successor of the Klal Yisrael of earlier generations, but the same Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people, this metaphysical entity, this Goy Kadosh, forged in Mitzrayim by Yisham LeGoy, elevated to the level of a Goy Kadosh at Mamad HaSinai, this same Klal Yisrael continues to exist. We today are the same Klal Yisrael that stood at the foot of Har Sinai. It's the same Klal Yisrael, and that will exist eternally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a posik in Malachi. If it hadn't been a posik in Malachi, we wouldn't be able to say it on our own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just as I, Hashem, don't change, so too, you, the Jewish people, will never ever perish. Klal Yisrael, the same Klal Yisrael, exists eternally. Now that confers upon us all the blessings and the privileges of the past. We're the same Klal Yisrael, so we're the Am HaNivcha, we're the chosen people, we're the Am HaTorah, we're the nation of the Torah. But if, Rachmana Litzlan, we're Ochsen Maasei Avoseinu B'Yodeinu L'Ra'a, if we persist in the Chato'im of previous generations, so then we're also responsible for the burdens and the iniquities of the past. And that's the basis for this, for the phenomenon described in Kina Lamed Dalet.